Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Well, good morning, folks, on this July 9th, 2018 morning early, where I'm up and about recording a podcast to be able to set my mind right and get myself moving in the right direction. And I'm hoping that you guys are doing the same. And thanks for joining me. I know I have my coffee in tow. I have this mug that my wife got us when we were down in Disney a few years back. And on there it says, "You have a special way of making people smile." And she had that cup ready to go for me this morning when I got up in the morning. And I'm ready to go. So hopefully we can do that with this podcast, to just talk about some stuff that is bugging me or is on my mind, or stuff that we can celebrate together or discuss. And hopefully all the things that I'm talking about will help you, which will in turn help me. And then we can have this good, beautiful kumbaya moment where we're all just kind of getting through the journey and doing the things that we have to do to be successful and keep moving forward. So on this morning's Coffee Talk, I wrote about it on Connect, on No Finish Line Nation. And I'll be putting something up on Instagram here real soon also. But it was an image that I saw, and it's interesting because we're just coming off of 4th of July, right? So 4th of July was on Wednesday of last week. Then we had a couple days in between. Maybe if you were working, you were able to go and, you know, do whatever it is that you do, whether it was a lighter work week or whatever. It's almost like an extended holiday, right? So it's like an extendication almost. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we walked into more holiday types of festivities. So whether it's barbecues, fireworks, or whatever else that's going on during that summertime, good feel, chilling out with the family, doing all the great things that you want to do. And so it usually ends up being that way whenever we're together and we're all kind of chilling out and hanging out and doing whatever we're doing. A lot of times what happens is our mindful behaviors that we normally try to bring to the table maybe falls off the radar a little bit, right? So maybe we are trying to be mindful, but there's some really good food in the mix, or good snacks or treats or ice creams or cones or whatever else that's going on. And these things face you and they come at you left and right during the holidays, or even just during the summertime, to be honest with you, because how many people can tie the two things together, such as eating and summertime, right? Barbecues, sweet, sugary barbecue sauces, pulled porks, ribs, all kinds of different stuff that people eat during the summertime festivities as they go from barbecue to barbecue, weekend to weekend, along with adult beverages or those kind of things or whatever. So what I did was I reflected after this weekend, and I had pretty much like an extended weekend. So I just came off a vacation 2 weeks ago where I was up at the camp eating camp food, where people were throwing ho-hos and ring-dings around like they were going out of style. And I was, you know, like faced with those kind of things, had one or two, enjoyed life, did what I was doing, came back, was focused, ready to go. And then 4th of July hit, and then I was over a buddy's house. We had a barbecue, did some fireworks, had the kids over, ate some s'mores, all kinds of stuff. Had a couple days of work, got back on track, and then on the weekend we had a neighborhood barbecue hamburger cook-off with much beer drank and things like that. So you do these things, you have these good times, you feel like I'm living life, which is so true, and that's my mindset that I went into it. But I looked at my body of work over the last year and a half. That was a top off point for me this last week, because I thought to myself, at one time during this journey, I had lost 103 pounds, I think it was total. And now I'm down to 85 pounds lost. So that's 18 pounds, which maybe some people may not think of as a lot during the grand scheme of things, but it's making the clothing feel a little bit tighter, or it's making the mindset go a little bit darker, or you can get down that whole slippery slope, right? And so here's the coffee talk. This is what it's all about for me anyway. This is how I'm getting my mindset in the right direction and doing the right things. So I posted a picture this morning that says, "I never lose. I win or I learn." Those are the two things. I never lose. Either I win or I learn. Okay. So let me explain why this meant so much to me when I read it this morning. Because in the past, if I had gone down the road of reflecting and see that I had gained 18 pounds over the last year and a half, and I'm sitting back thinking to myself, man, you know, this is pretty crazy that I'm at this point. My old self would have said, okay, I'm throwing in the towel. I give up. F it. I'm out. Right? I mean, that's pretty much what it would have said. So that's not what's happening this time around. Because this time around, I'm thinking to myself, okay, why would I throw away all the hard work that I've put in so far? Why would I just chuck it out the window and go back to where I was before, where I lived an unhealthy, sedentary, non-active, gross life that I would have died very young if I continued doing, right? Why would I do that? I can't live in the space of doing that again, because if anybody that has struggled with weight, struggled with health, all those things, and it's all based on a lot of eating and exercise regimens, you know, and I know how it goes. We've slid down this road 1,000 times before. Might have lost some weight on whatever dieting that you were doing, and then you gained it all back. Or you might have had really big success in one thing. You're like, yeah, that's great. And then all of a sudden, you let the reins off, and then boom, you're right back to where you were before, if not gained more than what you had before you started the journey. So the whole culmination of everything is my learning, not losing, right? I'm not a loser. I'm not a defeated person. I'm not somebody that has failed in this journey. I am somebody who has learned throughout the journey itself that I'm good and I'm strong and I'm willing to be able to do the work that's necessary for me to stay on track and get back on track to where I need to. So think about that. Here we are. We all go down the road. We all go down the road of sliding, and we all go down the road of riding the rails just a little bit close to the left or the right, not necessarily in the center, as we're living life and we want to enjoy life. Listen, we talk about it all the time. I need something that's sustainable. But this is where the sustainable stuff comes into play, where I've got to have my mindset the right direction. Okay, so sustainable for me is I want to be able to live life. I want to be able to have a beer. I want to be able to enjoy good food. I want to be able to enjoy the time with my family and all those things and have food that we can enjoy together. And it's not just me nibbling on a carrot and being a rabbit, right? It's not who I am. So I want to be able to have that sustainability of being able to do that. But the way that I have the sustainability is that if I do enjoy myself and partake, and I incorporate that and I layer that in with my journey, then great, awesome, cool. That's perfect. But now, what's my mindset after I do that? Am I back on the horse, or do I use it as a trigger? Because everybody else, as I keep on talking about here, everybody that has been on this journey before, struggles, successes, and everything, you all know what I mean when I have a trigger. Right? If it's a dramatic situation that happens, that might be the trigger. If it's a guy's weekend away where everybody's drinking, partying, and having a good time, that might be a trigger. Or maybe it's the I've had a few drinks and then I go and order a dozen wings or whatever after a few drinks or whatever. I've got a little buzz going or whatever else, right? Here, listen, the fact of the matter is that image that I sent out this morning matters. It really does. Because if you think about it, listen to the words, right? I never lose. Either I win or I learn. Because none of us lose. Listen, if you're on this journey and you're making the effort to try to be better, or you're trying to be able to better yourself, whether it's with scholastic learning, whether it's with health related, whether it's running, whatever it is that you're trying to do and you're trying to better yourself, consider yourself a winner just for trying. Putting one foot in front of the other and being able to do it. That's a huge thing to lean in on. Because as we've talked about so many times before, in this journey, our minds play so much like havoc on us. Because literally, we can go ahead and try to do those things, like try to learn how to run faster or lift more or lose weight or get our MBA or go after our bachelor's or whatever else. But the second that we hit failures along the way of those, our brain starts to kick in to say we're not good enough, or we are failures, or we're not like Joe Schmo down the road, or why can't I succeed? I don't understand. Maybe I'm wired this way. Well, screw that. Because you're not wired that way. We're not wired to fail. We're wired to win. And if we don't win immediately and the prize isn't necessarily obtained at that moment in time, what are you learning along the way to keep moving forward? I mean, that's really the key to everything. When you're a kid and you're growing up and you're born, right, and you're a little toddler and you're going through life and you're skinning your knee or you're scraping your elbow or you fall down or you fall madly in love with the fellow eighth grade girl down the road, and then all of a sudden your heart's broken and the world has come to an end, or, you know, whatever it is that seems to be that at that time is the end of the world. But what happens? We learn from it. We learn as we're children to be able to be flexible. We have parents that can help pick us up and be able to move us along, or guardians or whatever else that we have to be able to help teach us the lessons that we need to learn in life. And so it's almost like we're willing to learn those things when we're kids. We're willing to learn those things when we are growing and all those things. But when we're adults, we're so stubborn. We're like stubborn, I don't know. The best word to use is we're like stubborn asses, where we sit back and we say to ourselves, I don't need help, or I don't want to reach out, or I'm not good enough and I'm a failure and it's already past my prime and I'm already on my way downhill down this slope. I'm in my 40s and I don't have time to be able to try to learn new skill sets or whatever. So if I can't do it now, I'm never going to be able to do it. So why not just go down the road of just being unhealthy and die young? Right? I mean, really, that's the way almost like that we pattern ourselves as an adult. How do we reframe that and change that, though? How do we take the way that we are trained to be as adults, as being negative Nancys or being people that are pessimists or people that believe that it may be too late to be able to learn new things or to achieve or accomplish things that we've always set our mind to, but, oh, I'm in my 40s now, so you know what? It may be way too late. Well, listen, change your mindset today. That's what I have to do. Yeah, I had a good 4th of July and I had a long weekend where I ate and I drank and I was merry, right? And I feel guilty this morning because I looked on the scale and I looked at myself and said, man, my clothes are fitting tighter. I'm not feeling all that great. I got a big party coming up on August 4th. I'm feeling a little bit self-conscious of the way that I'm looking and the way that I'm feeling about things. And so I start to get those little mental monkeys and the butterflies running around in my head. When really, at the end of the day, if you look at the body of work that I've worked on and everything that I've done so far, one small blip on the screen is not going to ruin a whole body of work of what I've been doing. Here's where I need to focus. Here's where I need to hunker down and say to myself, am I worth it? Am I worth the investment of me sitting back going, if I hop on the podcast this morning, because I'll be honest with you, even on days where I'm not feeling it, the podcast helps me, but it also actually doing it. It's almost like when you go to the gym, right? So 9 times out of 10, people that don't want to go to the gym, you're like talking yourself out of it. You're not feeling it. You're up and down. You're like looking at it going, oh man, I'm not up to this. I'm just feeling kind of out of it. I don't really want to go to the gym, blah, 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 right? And then all of a sudden you go to the gym and you make your way in there, you know, begrudgingly, you're pissed. You're like, just kind of like, oh, I'm just not feeling it right now. And then all of a sudden you get your workout in, and after the gym, you have this euphoric feeling of, oh my gosh, why didn't I think about doing that a long time ago? How come? Why didn't I just go and do that? Instead, I try to talk myself out of it because we as adults and humans go down the road of being our most worst negative critic sometimes. So this is the same exact thing with the podcast. I need to fire it up, hit the record button, and start talking to you guys because it helps me. I already feel, just in this, 14 minutes worth of a podcast so far, I feel tremendously better than what I did when I first started the podcast because I feel like it's therapeutic. And I know that there are other people that can relate to my story and know exactly what I'm going through right now and know exactly how I'm feeling right now. You're listening to me in this conversation. You're listening to my story. You're listening to me and what happened over the weekend, and you can relate to what I'm talking about. Maybe not right now. Maybe you were successful. Maybe you were very mindful and you were awesome this weekend and bravo, outstanding. Or maybe you've had these types of moments and your learning can help me. So just think about that. Think about the power of sharing, the power of the words that we're trying to be able to work with. That's a pretty big deal, right? So share on No Finish Line Nation. Go out there and preach some of the stories of where you've been. Tell the stories of where you've been. Somebody somewhere can be assisted or helped by your story, right? That's why I do this. So the image itself says, I never lose, either I win or I learn. This is pretty powerful stuff because we look at ourselves as maybe a loser or a failure or somebody that didn't get to the prize as fast as we wanted to, or maybe we see our buddies nailing it. Here was a moment that I had this weekend that was really, really stood out to me, and I'm going to be open and honest with you guys. So we did our cook-off this weekend, and we had burgers, and there was a keg of beer, and we were throwing cornhole. It was great. It was a good time. All the dads, all the moms, kids were playing on this big bouncy house. It was a great, great time, okay? So then after we got done with that, one of the guys that we were hanging out with, it was his 40th birthday. So 40 years old is a pretty big one, right? I mean, you're like thinking to yourself, here I am at 40 years old. All my friends are in their 40s. So it's kind of like that age that we have. And so they decided we're going to go ride a bike or ride our bikes up to a local pub that was up the road. Now, for me to know that I'm not a bike rider, I like to lift weights. I like to be strong. I like those kind of things. I like walks. I'm not a runner. I'm not a big cardio guy in that sense, right? I like some racquetball every once in a while, but that's about it. For me, riding bikes has always been difficult. Bad on the knees, the legs, the thighs, everything else that you can think of. But everybody wanted to go ride their bikes up to this local bar. It was a few miles down the road, but it was all uphill. And so I told them, I said, listen, if anybody's driving, I'd love to be able to hop in the car to be able to ride over. And they said, no, we're going to ride our bikes, man. Come on, Shane, let's go. And so I said, all right, I'll try it out. And I was so embarrassed because I'm the last man in the pack. A couple of them had to circle back around to be able to come back and get me or whatever and just kind of like help, or not help me, but, you know, ride along with me while the rest of them kind of sped up to the bar and grabbed the beer and blah, blah, blah. So, and it also didn't help that I had had some beers from the keg and then we ate some burgers. So I was embarrassed at that moment in time. So the head game started to play. I started to think to myself, I'm out of shape. I'm a failure. I'm a loser at this moment in time or whatever. I started to feel that way. And I don't believe in that. I don't believe that I lose. I either win or I learn from the situation. So what did I learn from the situation? Well, one, I went out on a ledge and I still went. I could have easily just said, no, that's right, guys. I'm going to drive up there. I'll meet you up there. Right? No, I got on the bike and I went and I made it. I got up there with my friends. We had a beer at the local pub. And I made it up there and I did it because I stood out on a limb and I took the chance and I went and did that. That's a celebration. That's a win for me because I did not want to ride that bike uphill. No way. Right. And I still don't, even though I think about it now, I'm like, no way do I want to hop on that bike. But at that moment in time, I felt like I needed to step out of my comfort zone, to do what was necessary, to have camaraderie with my friends, to go and accomplish something that I didn't think I was going to be able to accomplish. And I did it and I got there and I had a great time with my friends. Okay. So this is what I mean by the fact that our mental monkeys get all in the way about the fact that if I had said I'm just going to drive my vehicle up there, I would have lost the experience. Maybe not as enjoyable because I'm huffing and puffing like a crazy person. But I got up there, and when I finally did, I got to the apex of the mountain and had a beer with my friends. We sat around this little fire pit at the bar, and we had a great time. So if that all happens, I wouldn't have been able to experience that if I didn't take that chance. And I'm looking back in reflection because, remember, I don't lose. I win or I learn. I learn from the situation that I can do great things if I just put my mind to it and keep focusing and keep pushing my limits. I'm only in my mid-40s, but sometimes when you get in those negative spaces, I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm like 60 years old, I feel like sometimes, or 70, right? You are only as restricted as what your mind tells you that you're going to be as restricted as, because you can do whatever it is that you want to accomplish. You just have to step outside that brain work, that foggy area that the brain gets you in and starts talking you down on certain things. Because remember, we don't lose. We either win or we learn. So today, when you're going through your July 9th, 2018, and you're experiencing the only July 9th, 2018 you're ever going to get, what is it that you're going to learn from today, and how are you going to win? And if you have a blip in the road, are you going to look at it as a loss? Are you going to look at it as a defeat? Don't do that. Look at it as a learning experience, because that's what we're doing. And I'm back on the horse today. I've already tracked some food this morning. I'm going to get some exercise during my lunch period today when I'm, I say it's like I'm in school. My lunch break today when I'm at work, I'm going to be getting some active exercise, some water going. I'm going to get back on track and I'm good to go. But I need that. I need to make sure that I set myself up for success and my mental state is going that direction. So again, I'm going to repeat it one more time because I think it's important for us all to hear. We don't lose. We either win or we learn. Just think about that. What are you going to learn today, or how are you going to win today? Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquidchaino 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquidchaino 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.